If mankind was scattered after the Tower of Babel incident, we can easily see how people got to many parts of the world. But how did Native Americans get here? That's what we'll explore on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
How Native American people came to be in the American continents is one of the most fascinating mysteries of anthropology. Scientists from both secular and Christian backgrounds tend to agree that for the most part, Native Americans must have migrated to the continents from Asia. This would almost certainly involve crossing from present-day Siberia to present-day Alaska during the Ice Age, which creationists say happened shortly after the flood. The existence of large ice sheets in North America would have seemed to have created a barrier to migration. In a previous Creation Moment, we discussed the Clovis sites, which are consistent with people having migrated into the interior of what is now Canada, in an ice-free area between two large ice sheets. Now, more recent research has suggested that the migration could have been along the coast. Certain islands off the coast of Alaska contain evidence of this possible migration route. In the near future, it is unlikely that we will be able definitely to say which of the coastal or inland migration routes is correct. But why would such people groups have migrated so far in any case? Why would they not just stop on the Asian side of Beringia? The answer is likely to be that they spoke different languages, so they couldn't understand each other. At the Tower of Babel incident in Genesis 11, God had spread confusion into human language, and that is what forced the migration of all peoples of the world.
If you enjoyed today's broadcast, you'll be able to read thousands of radio transcriptions in our best-selling book series, Letting God Create Your Day. To find out more, visit us at creationmoments.com or call 1-800-42-BIBLE.